Welcome back to Service Nodes, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of IT service management. Together, we explore the stories and experiences that shape our industry.
As this is our final episode of the season with Rhonda, I want to take a moment to step outside the world of IT service management and ask you a few personal questions that I think our listeners will appreciate. You've shared so much about your professional journey, but I think it's important for people to know the person behind the expertise. So let's start.
So the first question is, what's your favorite book?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I read everything. A Strategy to Reality.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
I don't really have a favorite movie. I'm not a movie person.
Okay. No, you're fine. You're fine. And how do you relax, like, from
reading.
A busy work day? Reading. Okay. Okay. What annoys you? What's your pet peeve?
Saying you're going to do something and then just not doing it because you didn't want to in the beginning.
Just not do it. Okay. And what is the one word advice you would give it to people who wants to start a career in service management?
Go for it. The sky's the limit. Absolutely, go for it.
Sky is the limit. Okay. And anyone who is out there thinking we are all going to be replaced by AI, what would you tell them?
Not going to happen. AI cannot think the way a human thinks.
I'm with you on that. Yes. Okay, and I think that really sums up our, you know, journey together. Thank you so much. It's been really fun learning about your career, learning how you navigated and your expertise for BPC, OCM. Any favorite abbreviation you have used which people go, what's that?
No, not really. It's just, you know, it truly is the sky is the limit with service management. And there's so many areas that you can get into. You can dive deep into an area and become an area expert or a practitioner in a certain area. You can achieve a master's level. You just have to figure out what you want to do and start going for it and start building the blocks. And I will say that one of my things was early in my career, I couldn't afford to buy classes. I couldn't afford to do a lot of the things that I can now 30 years later. But the resources are just unstoppable. There's so many resources out there. Utilize what you can find, you know, dig around, learn to research on your own, learn to think on your own. There's just unlimited resources available. And don't limit yourself by saying, oh, I need to take this class and I can't afford it. Find another way. There's always another way to skin the cat.
Yes, there's always more than one way to skin the cat for sure. Yes, absolutely. Any favorite place for you to travel? Because you said you work for a lot of global companies, you've traveled. It was one of your thing, kind of finish my degree and I'm going to travel and write all about travel. So what's your favorite place to travel?
Gosh, I'd probably say if there was one place that I always saw myself potentially living outside the United States, it was going to be Paris, France. I love that the Olympics are there this year. So I'll be watching, been there several times. I love London, England. I just, you know, have always felt at home there. Scotland's another country that just think the world. You know, it's kind of hard to say because I've been to like 25
pretty much
different
Europe.
Countries. So
yeah, pretty much Europe. Have you been to India?
India? No, I have not.
That's
one of the few countries I've never been to. And you would think I had because I have so many friends that are there and here in the
just
U.S.
And I think just the nature of your role, like the BPC, they kind of big on that outsourcing space. So I would have assumed you would have gone there at some point. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe in future.
There's still the future.
Yeah, there's definitely future. Okay. All right. I think that's it pretty much. That sums up our time together.
What insightful conversation. I'd like to take a moment to thank you, our incredible guest, Rhonda Downing, for sharing her wealth of knowledge and experience with us. It's been truly inspiring to hear your journey in IT service management and how you have navigated the complexities of this evolving field with such a grace and resilience. To our listeners, I hope Rhonda's story not only provided you some valuable insights, but also empowered you to continue forging your own path in IT. No matter what the challenges you face, remember, as Rhonda said, it's about continuous learning, staying adaptable, and finding ways to contribute to a better, more efficient world through technology. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your colleagues or anyone who might find it interesting. And as always, keep tuning in to Service Notes as we explore more stories from the world of IT service management, one note at a time. Thank you once again, Rhonda, for being part of our podcast. And until the next time, everyone, stay tuned, stay inspired, and keep leveling up your service game. This is Reena signing off. Take care.
This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.